Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler of the 100th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to start the same way we've started every week for a while with a budget update. What is going on?
Well, for the third time in the last 6 months, we've sent the governor a budget. Specifically, we sent him a full-year budget funded at $30.3 billion. Thankfully, this time, the week between Christmas and New Year's, the governor signed the vast majority of that budget. It was 77% of the state funding and 87% of the overall funding when you included federal dollars. So I think that that is an excellent start. While I think we could have been there in July and wish we had been for the sake of those who were counting on the money, I'm glad that we've gotten that far with the governor. In terms of the remaining 13%, however, I think that it'll be much more difficult. Specifically, after the governor partially vetoed the budget, his spokesperson said that they were not interested in any continued discussions. And I certainly don't think that's the way to resolve those other line items that have yet to be funded.
And you speak of line items that have yet to be funded. There's some pretty significant things in there. And we'll start by talking about the one that is probably most important to Lancaster County, and that is some agriculture funding. Some funding has been cut that would provide some protection. Talk to us about this.
Well, unfortunately, you are correct. The agricultural line items were the ones probably most severely hit in terms of the funding. When you look at many of the line items that are vital to the industry, it deals with preparedness and readiness for the avian influenza. This was a particular area of the budget that we had looked at earlier in the year. We'd worked with the governor and the administration to get some money into these line items in the event of an outbreak. And unfortunately, these line items, as they were in June, were again zeroed out. Given the fact that the outbreaks continue to get closer and closer to Pennsylvania, I certainly don't think that that is an area that should be unfunded in the budget, particularly since when the governor did his partial veto, he partially vetoed $6.3 billion in state funds that is currently sitting in the state treasury. And they certified revenues that would have funded this budget. They certified revenues at $30.8 billion. So when you look at those numbers, there certainly was not a need in terms of a financial need to not fund these line items. And personally, I was very disappointed by it just because they are so important. However, I think it's yet another attempt by the governor to get leverage in terms of not funding items that he knows is important and hoping that the General Assembly will go along with his requested tax increases.
Speaking of line items that are of utmost importance to most Pennsylvanians, another one is education, and the governor cut this in a couple of ways. Not only did he cut general education, but he also cut money for grants for higher education. Talk to us about this.
You are correct. The governor specifically cut the basic education funding line item, which is the money that goes out to schools for kindergarten through 12th grade, by over $3 billion. And that is particularly ironic given that he campaigned on better funding for education, and then he cut a whole host of other education-related line items as well. In fact, that line item has not been funded that low since 1988. You have to go back that far to see that amount of state support in that particular line item. Additionally, and probably more troubling for those who are going to college because they are themselves or their parents are paying for it, was the significant reduction in the FEA, the Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency, grants to students. These are grants that go to Pennsylvania residents who are attending colleges. We had proposed a significant increase in this particular line item, and unfortunately, the governor cut that by nearly $50 million as well. So instead of the $362 million that was proposed, they'll only receive $305 million for distribution. This could have a very real impact on those students who are, as we speak, probably getting their tuition bills and preparing for their spring and summer semesters. It's another unfortunate example of the governor trying to gain leverage on a disadvantaged population.
And what might end up being a double kick in the teeth to some college students, we also had some failure recently to fund certain higher education institutions in the state. Talk to us about the non-preferreds.
Well, the non-preferreds are those state-related universities that we give assistance to so that Pennsylvania residents can have lower tuition. They are Penn State, University of Pittsburgh, Temple University, Lincoln University. And those four particular bills are legally required to have a supermajority of votes, two-thirds majority. So you need broad bipartisan support. And unfortunately, when we brought them up this week in the state house yet again, this was the second time that I personally have voted for increases to these institutions. And yet again, they went down on straight party lines. It was extremely disappointing to see the House Democrats almost in unison vote against distributing this money. And the argument was ludicrous. The argument was the budget's not done, therefore we should not do this part of it, when in fact for weeks now the governor has been saying that we needed to pass a fiscal code and the non-preferreds to his desk in order to complete the budgetary process. And we tried to do just that, and we were thwarted at every attempt. Now, the good news is I do think that going forward, we have some options. While the governor is not yet open to discussions on how to resolve the remainder of the funding line items, by him cutting over $6 billion, that gives us the option of proceeding with line item veto overrides, as well as supplemental appropriation bills for these particular line items to make sure that those who are counting on the money will have a voice in government, and we are prepared to continue that fight.
Representative Cutler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Brian Cutler.